I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Monroe County Civic Theater is presenting Frozen by Brian Laverty, and that's in the Rose Fire Bay of the Ivy Tech John Waldron Arts Center, Friday and Saturday at 7 and Sunday afternoon at 3. Our guest is the director, first-time director, veteran of the Monroe County Civic Theater, Emily Bidwell, who actually grew up with the Civic Theater with her aunts and relations in Albion, Indiana, and when she came to Bloomington, got involved with the Monroe County Civic Theater even while she was an undergraduate. Emily, thanks very much for joining us. Sounds like a dangerous and difficult project here that you're directing.
Well, you're very welcome. Yes, it's been a challenge. First of all, the title is a challenge because everybody immediately assumes that we're doing a Disney show, and this is about as far from Disney as you can get. The story of Frozen is a three-character piece about a woman whose daughter is abducted and murdered, the man who killed her, and then a psychiatrist who's trying to determine whether serial killers are fundamentally broken in the brain or if it's a conscious decision they make to kill.
Sounds like very much a roller coaster for the audience.
It is, and we are doing the show without an intermission, so we're not even giving you a little bit of a break. You just have to power through for it's about an hour and 40 minutes.
Earlier reviewers have talked about death, loss of innocence, pain, but balanced with a confronting of the dark and perhaps making amends and even finding peace.
Mm-hmm. Part of what I've enjoyed about the script and discovering the story is that the balance of there's no good without evil in the world and there's no evil without good, and how do you move on from tragedy and how do you move on when your world is just rocked upside down? And then you couple that with the idea that there are some people that just might be unredeemable in the world, and how do you deal with those people?
Emily, your actors, Emily Sult McGee, Steve Scott, and Jennifer Whitaker, are veterans of the Monroe County Civic Theater productions, but this may be taking them a little farther than perhaps they're comfortable with.
I think for all three of them, it's been a really interesting challenge. Steve Scott actually is the person who found the script and really wanted to do this, wanted to explore this show, and Steve is a great guy. He's kind. He's generous. He's all of those good things. But when he becomes Ralph, he is creepy and disturbing and dark. And it's been interesting to watch him grow as an actor. For Jennifer, she's had to come, you know, face to face with what grief looks like as the mom and how you can find the will to get out of bed, to move on, to confront that evil. And Emily's journey as the analytical voice of the show has been really interesting to me because it is starts out as a very unbiased, like the world is black and white to her, and then maybe it becomes less black and white as the show goes on. And there's moments where you laugh and then you feel a little uncomfortable for laughing because are you supposed to laugh in the show? And then there are moments where you cringe, and then there are moments where you cry. And it's a roller coaster. It's a roller coaster for them as actors. It's a roller coaster for me as a director, for the audience, for everyone.
Emily Bidwell is the director of the Monroe County Civic Theater's production of Frozen by Brian Laverty. It's at the Rose Fire Bay of the Ivy Tech John Waldron Arts Center, Friday and Saturday at 7, Sunday at 3. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.